to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hiya!
Way to kick off a Monday.
Happy Monday fun day, y'all.
Happy Monday.
How we feeling after the weekend?
Very allergy prone this morning. Like my eyes are, I woke up with my eyes being super itchy. I had to take an inhaler this morning.
Whoa.
I know.
Take it easy, Earth. Wait, what are you doing to my Cheyenne?
It's not very nice. I am also congested in my nasal cavity.
Oh, lots of congestion. Yep. I'll tell you what.
You're welcome.
I'm free as a bird.
That must be nice.
Yeah, nothing there.
Me too.
Dang. That's only going to last for another 2 months, so.
Can't wait. And love that for me.
I'm sorry.
Country Thunder is going to be awesome.
Oh, man. Speaking of Country Thunder, gave away some more Country Thunder tickets. How was your giveaway on Friday?
It was fantastic. The rain did not stop us. It did move us inside, which was really unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we didn't have the live music, but it was really great.
That's great.
And lots of people showed up.
Saturday, Santan Mountain, Matt Stell. That was a good time.
Also amazing.
Dude is a rock star. Even half in the flu bag.
Yeah.
He still pulled out a great show.
He did.
Shout out to everybody who showed up for that. And what did I do yesterday?
You had Renaissance Fair yesterday. Oh.
So much free time to myself this weekend.
So did much, you even
so
live?
So much not driving hours and hours in my car. It's all for the good of making money. I'm just kidding. It was
it was
a great experience. Loved checking out the Renaissance Festival once again. Took my son and my babysitter. Instead of having them sit at home because my wife was also working yesterday, I was like, you guys want to go to the Renaissance Festival? And the babysitter was like, wait, so we get to go like do stuff? And I'm like, yeah, you don't have to just sit here on your iPad and watch TV.
That's so cool. Good for you.
Yeah. Gave him $40. It's hilarious what they spent money on.
What they spent money on.
I would never spend money on this stuff. Jacob's Ladder, which is basically like the ladder that you try to climb that's
it's horizontal.
It's
almost horizontal, yeah. Yeah.
And there's like no two points of like connection, so it basically just rotates. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Tough to describe, but it's impossible because nobody can ever do it. So yeah, let's spend $10 to have my son do it. So I gave her $40. She came back to me with $1. She goes, like an hour later. I'm like, what? How did you? Even I can't do that. How about a caramel apple?
I would have bought that.
The kid didn't have any lunch. Let's give him a caramel apple with some onion rings.
She sounds like a great babysitter.
Olivia! This is what you give him? He comes back to me with ketchup all over his face. I'm like, what the? You couldn't even wipe your face. Oh, man. God, he had the best time ever.
I like Olivia. It sounds like Justin did, too.
Yeah, yeah. So then she videoed him, and they were doing food reviews. And she was like, okay, Justin, what do you rank this? And he's like, pretty much a 9 out of 10.
On the caramel apple?
Yeah, the caramel apple.
It was a 9, yeah. Love that.
Pigs. I love it. It's the best thing.
Sounds like they had a really great time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to, like, restrict them to not doing anything, so I just let them run wild.
It sounds like they did. And it sounds like it was well received.
So, yeah, Renaissance Festival is going to be open for another couple of weeks until the end of March, and then it's gone for the year. So, if you get an opportunity, head out there before the weather gets crazy, because yesterday was beautiful, man.
It seemed to be so nice.
It was clutch.
I love that.
Abe, you look like you had something to say.
No.
Oh, thank you for your contribution.
He is a man of many, many words.
All right, should we get into a Monday fun day?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go, Camel Nation. Thanks for taking the ride.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're not very pranky on Cheyenne and Nico, are we?
Not really. We just...
Maybe we should a little bit.
Vibe a little bit.
Because Tony and his boss James obviously have an ongoing theme within their working relationship.
Okay.
And this is James telling Tony in Nico Breaks the News that he's fired.
Oh.
Over and over and over again.
Okay.
So we'll see if it's funny.
That sounds like an anxiety attack waiting to happen to me.
A weird joke, but let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tony?
Yeah. Yes, it's Tony.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Wait, I'm sorry, Nico breaks what?
I break news. I call people. It's a service that I provide.
What is that?
It's a service I provide. I break news.
Oh, okay.
I have news from your boss, James.
Wait, why are you, why are you talking to my boss? What is this?
Well, he reached out to me and he wanted me to break news to you. It's a service I provide.
He reached out to you. Why isn't he just talking to me? Why is he reaching out to you?
Well, because he has news for you and I'm providing a service of breaking news. He said that he wanted me to tell you to pack up your things because your time with the company has unfortunately come to an end. Sorry.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? That's what this is about.
Yeah. And he also said, thanks for all you've done. ... Wait. Tony, this is actually Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Why
are you laughing?
Why is this I thought this was going to be breaking bad news today.
Well, I mean, initially I was a little concerned, but honestly, he tries to fire me every day.
So you're saying this is his shtick?
Yes, he fires me every single day.
This man is sick.
He's just like, you're fired.
The second you said that, I was like, all right, I don't have to worry.
All right, funny. So your job's not in jeopardy, is what you're saying?
No, it's the exact opposite.
Okay. Oh. Oh, this is an endearing phone call today.
That's kind of nice.
What a sick and twisted guy. I love it.
I would not enjoy him being my boss. That would stress me out.
Not at all. No, nobody would.
All right. Well, honestly, though, you are fired. And thank you for all you've done for the company.
All right. Thanks so much.
We wish you well on your future endeavors.
All right. Let me know if you guys have a job opening at the station.
Oh, there we go.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Me personally, Cheyenne?
Yeah.
Not allowed to have one of these in my house.
That's what? What?
I've had one of these ever since I was a child. We've had one in my childhood home. Then when I moved out, I then created my own, and I was very proud of it. It had everything from toothpicks to batteries to push pins, paper clips, scissors, electrical tape.
You must be speaking of a junk drawer.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have a junk drawer in your house?
No. That would make too much sense. I think that the junk drawer is highly useful.
I do too. It's just a collecting place of knickknacks.
It's a timeless classic.
The junk drawer. Get one today. I think every home should have one, and I'm not allowed to have one because my wife says it's just clutter. It's just junk that needs to be either in a specific spot or it needs to be trashed.
I mean, is she wrong, though?
No. But that being said, there is a use for it. That's why every household should have one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because like I'm in the exact opposite place. I tried her way, and I'm coming back to the
unsuccessful.
I'm coming back to the junk drawer. So you tried to just put everything where it belongs when it needed to go be put away.
Yeah, the last time I moved, I used that as a jump off point to like not have one anymore, and it worked for a little while. But now I just got all this stuff that like it's not trash yet.
Yeah.
But it's also like doesn't have a home.
Like so. When you're looking through the value pack and you see that one coupon that's useful to you out of the 495 million coupons that are in the value pack. That one coupon that's like 25% off ribeyes at Safeway this weekend only. Where are you going to put that coupon?
You're putting coupons in your junk drawer?
You put everything in the junk drawer. That's
funny. I got everything in there but coupons.
No, I wouldn't have thought to put a coupon in there.
First of all, we don't have a junk drawer. Allow me to reiterate. Well, I'm not allowed to have one. But that coupon's not going to live on the refrigerator under a magnet. It doesn't do that. We're not allowed to have junk.
Once it goes in that drawer, though, you ain't seeing it again.
See, the junk drawer is kind of like the place where you know that everything is, but it's equally the place where things go to die. Like,
that is true.
If it's going in the junk drawer, there's a chance that you might never use it again. But you've got it in case you do.
Yeah.
It's the in case you do drawer.
And there's always going to be a few things in the junk drawer that you do reference more often. So every time you open it to get that thing, you notice the other things and go, oh yeah, someday
I'm going to need that.
You're going to get called up off the bench.
Yeah. It's going to be your time to shine.
Someday you'll have a band that's almost broken.
One of these days, spring training is going to be done for you.
And then you're going to be playing. You're going to be a starting hitter.
Yeah, absolutely. My childhood junk drawer growing up was one that was dangerous. If you were to put your hand in it the wrong way, you would probably cut yourself in a couple different ways.
Might need a tetanus shot. After
a little tetanus.
Yeah.
Maybe gosh.
Little hepatitis, something happened in there.
Uh-huh.
So that's what a junk drawer should be, though.
Yeah.
a little risky, but also like very rewarding.
What are you going to do with that old deck of cards, you know?
Yeah.
Those paper clips.
The one that's missing a couple cards.
Yeah. It's just missing the instructions and the Joker and maybe the two of clubs. But like, you make do.
It's you
make
there. Do. You know it's there.
That's what it's for. Absolutely.
Good old junk drawer.
You know what's wild, Cheyenne?
What, Nico?
Is that my wife will not allow me to have a junk drawer, which every household in the United States of America should have.
I believe so. Yeah. Strong stance.
But her parents have like the junkiest of all junk drawers of all houses ever.
Maybe
like,
that's why.
It's such a junk drawer that the handle on the junk drawer is not there.
Maybe that's why she doesn't want one. Well, it's because she's seen how bad it can get.
I think the handle's in the junk drawer.
It's a part of the junk drawer.
Good morning, Tim in Phoenix.
You guys are talking about junk drawers, right?
Yeah.
I live in a junk drawer.
What do you mean?
My whole house might as well be one big junk drawer. my wife, man, I mean, God bless her, you know, I love her, but she is just the most disorganized person, you know. she just puts stuff any old place, like random stuff. I'll be surprised because I'll open a drawer and I have no idea what's going to be in there, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And there are just piles of things, you know, in each room. There's a little junk pile. I ask her for things like, hey, baby, can you get a pen? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you a pen. And then, like, an hour later, I'm like, have you found that pen?
No.
He has the exact opposite problem that I have.
Yes, the exact opposite problem. Sounds like these two need to meet and find a happy medium.
You got lots of pens?
My wife is super organized, like, ridiculously organized. She won't even let me have a junk drawer. And I bet you find like your toothbrush in a drawer with cleaning products.
It's so random. I'm looking for like my razors to shave, and I open up the drawer and it's marbles. You know, like why do we even own marbles? You know, I don't really understand that. Hey, just like a bag of marble.
Tim, you never know when you're going to need a marble, okay? You never know when or where.
I never know.
If you do, they're in that drawer.
Don't you dare defend his wife on this.
I bet you if I asked her, hey, baby, do we have any marbles? It'll take her an hour. She'll come back and say, I'm sorry, I can't find them.
Is there anything better than a big Michelin man baby?
No. If you're asking me, who loves all babies, absolutely not.
Normally, you're like concerned about a baby's health, like way far down the road, right? Or a person, for that matter. Like, if I look like the Michelin man right now, we got an issue.
I would be concerned.
But if I just popped out and I look like the Michelin man, cute.
We'd be like, there's a cute baby. Oh, my word.
The wrinkles. Oh, squishies.
I would love it.
Hardy got himself one of them babies.
He did. They had Rosie Ryan Hardy on the 7th of March. She came in at 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Ooh.
She was also a week overdue.
Yeah.
She went a full week.
Well, she was in there eating.
She was. She was in there just like,
she's filling
I'm going
to
stay here. I'm toasty and warm and just growing.
She's like, I'm going to give my mommy a big surprise.
Yeah, and she was a surprise, but she is so gosh darn cute.
Well, congratulations to the Hardy family.
Yeah, which means when Hardy gets here for Country Thunder, he will have been a dad for almost a full month. Well, just over a full month.
Wow, he's got a lot to learn.
A lot to learn. And also, how do you leave your new baby to go on tour so quickly? I would be devastated.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, part of the life, I guess.
I know, but still.
We need more babies to come to Country Thunder.
Do we though?
We have enough. We got grown babies.
Grown babies is accurate.
Well, congratulations to the Hardy family.
Yay! Finally, after being a week overdue. A full week. Should it be induced?
Yeah, he's going to look a little tired at Country Thunder, so
yeah.
We got to hook him up with Red Bull or something.
A lot of the bull.
Congrats, new papa.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Eric Church is a savage.
It's a move, that's for sure.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So he's capitalizing on the fame that Morgan Wallen brought to throwing chairs off balconies
of his bar, which is crazy.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to make money off this.
You might as well. I mean, you already put a plaque in place that specifies the place. Like, you might as well.
It will go down in history.
It will.
So Eric Church's Nashville bar, Chiefs on Broadway, has introduced the drink called The Chair.
Which is a drink in commemorative honor of the chair that was thrown by Morgan Wallen.
It consists of Smirnoff raspberry vodka, raspberry liqueur, lemonade, and soda.
It sounds delightful.
It's priced at, are you ready for this?
No.
$19.
I feel like that's average, though, for Broadway, for a mixed drink, isn't it?
It's not on the high end?
I think for what it is, do you get to take the chair home and the cup? Because it looks like it.
The fun fact is that the cup, actually, it's a red Solo cup, by the way. And it actually comes garnished with a miniature folding chair.
That's what I'm saying. So do you get to take the chair?
So you get the chair.
I think so.
Because when you go to Old Red's, which is Blake Shelton's bar, and you get his like fancy drinks in the mason jar cups, you get to take the mason jar home.
Or at least I've never been chased out of there with the mason jar.
You definitely get to take it home. So is it a souvenir drink?
Yeah, it seems like it's obviously very novelty.
Yeah.
And it's funny that Eric Church is like, you know, giving him a little ribbon, but also making money on the side.
Might as well. I mean, it happened as an unfortunate, yes. Could it have had the potential to seriously hurt someone? Absolutely. But it didn't. Okay? So make some money off of it.
And also, you can throw these off the balcony and not kill someone.
Still don't maybe do that.
Maybe don't.
Maybe don't.
I want to know if this is what Morgan was drinking himself that made him do that.
That would have been spectacular.
I mean, the ingredients have to be what Morgan Wallen was drinking, no?
Not necessarily.
Do we really see him as a raspberry liqueur person?
Well, that's what makes it so funny. What if that's really what it was?
Him, he was like, I need to know what you're drinking.
I mean, Morgan does have that very sensual hair on his upper lip. He's not the most masculine of country singers.
That's a valid point. So okay.
Lives like a rock star, drinks like a sorority girl.
It is Monday. We're back from a weekend. We've had 5 questions revealed on Friday for Minute to Win It.
Mm.
5 questions to kick off the next round of 10 questions. So we're doing really well.
Yeah, contestant on Friday helped out everybody immensely.
Yeah, everybody in unison, say thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Christina from Tempe on the phone. Christina, good morning. Are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
I am ready.
Well, that's great. Were you listening on Friday?
I did listen on Friday.
Perfect. So you have a nice little head start. Are you ready?
She's very intense, dude. Yeah.
She pulled over. I know for a fact she pulled over to play this game.
All right.
Christina from Tempe, you've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
All right. Let's play Minute to Win It.
Let's play.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
Which Country Thunder performer rose to fame after winning season 19 of American Idol?
Chase Beckham.
Which president on Mount Rushmore is wearing glasses?
Roosevelt.
If you're graduating from slippers to point shoes, you're most likely advancing in what form of dance?
Ballet.
Which Country Thunder performer is from Washington State and played football at Montana Tech?
Tucker Whitmore.
What is the most commonly used letter in the English language?
E.
What fancy name for a dead-end street comes from the French term meaning bottom of the bag? What fancy name for a dead-end street comes from the... Who will be this year's oldest Country Thunder headliner?
Keith Urban.
What is the birthstone for February?
Amethyst.
Taken from the title of a 1944 movie, what verb is defined as making someone question their own reality?
20 seconds.
Can you repeat it?
Taken from the title of a 1944 movie, what verb is defined as making someone question their own reality?
5 seconds. Wow.
You almost had it. That was up to question number 9. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh my God. Nice job,
that
though.
Was a great attempt at those 10 questions. Now, unfortunately, Christina, you know you have to get all 10 right to take home those 4 4-day passes into Country Thunder, which you did not get. However, I do have a pair of general admission tickets into Country Thunder on Thursday for you.
Ooh, nice.
So at least you know you're going Thursday.
All right, Cheyenne, just give me the hold on a second, guys. Ran out the door and then came right back.
In and out, real fast.
What happened? What did I miss?
I couldn't go pee.
You couldn't go pee?
I had to.
Was there someone in the bathroom?
I have to go to the bathroom. I can't go to the bathroom. And let me tell you why. No, there's nobody in the bathroom. Here's the problem. This building is trash, okay? It's old. It doesn't work half the time. So, like, for example, The Morning Mess, who is wonderful and right next to us. It's our morning show on Live 101.5. Their studio door sits directly across from the women's restroom in this hallway.
Oh, like directly across.
Directly. Like they're identical twins.
I get it now.
Okay? Their air conditioning is not working. So their door is wide open.
And when they're not on the mics, it's dead silent in there.
They don't talk. It's weird.
No, it's weird.
Like they laser focus in. They're not like us. We're chatty. So when I walk in to go to the bathroom and it echoes because we have old tile, old walls, zero soundproofing. So I went in, shut the door. When the door shut, it echoes. And I'm like, what if they can hear me?
Oh, they can hear you.
You are not a pterodactyl. Your pee is not silent.
So I went, nope, not doing it. And I came back in here.
Where does he come up with this
stuff? I don't know.
You are not pneumonia.
So
said no. You bailed.
I said no. I bailed.
You pulled the ejection handle.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, maybe I could go across, go to the one outside of the main office.
Yeah.
Can't do that either.
Nope.
Because there's a sales meeting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Guess what? That bathroom also not soundproof. Yeah. Like, I know it's just the one, but like, I don't need everybody to hear what I'm doing.
If I know people can hear me doing my business, I turn up the volume a little bit. I'll be like, oh.
Maybe this is the difference between men and women, but I also equally feel like the bathroom should be the one room in every building, every house that is soundproof.
Yeah.
If you were going to pick one, it should be that one.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you on that.
So,
taking my son to the men's room, you know, since he's been, whatever, out of diapers,
yeah,
he will sing a lot. He'll be, ha, la, 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 la. And I think he's trying to disguise like the sound of him peeing.
Aww.
So he's just like, oh, no, I can hear me peeing.
That's
yes.
Phenomenal.
No,
I love that.
I get it. Every bathroom, if it's not soundproofed, it should come with some type of stereo system that when you close that door, it just starts like,
it's just loud thrashing music. So you can't hear the going on inside of that room. So, yeah, currently I'm very uncomfortable, and I really just need them to close the doors.
She just needs to pee, people.
I just need them to close
Cheyenne
the door.
Pee. You want to talk about being shy in the bathroom. There's one thing where someone can hear you, and then there's another thing when the entire building can hear you.
Which is our situation here, because this thing is an echo chamber.
And it's not like you can just, like at home, I have fans on the ceiling from 1996 or whenever the house was built.
So it's like,
so they're so loud. They're like, yeah. I'm like,
what? Yeah, I'm just going to the bathroom and then,
like, you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I could literally set off a nuke in my bathroom.
And you would never know.
Glendale would be off the map.
Sleeping like a baby.
Sometimes you do.
And you wouldn't be able to hear it. Yes. 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 There he is. There he is. Victoria and Mace is on the phone. Morning.
Morning, y'all.
You cannot go to the bathroom in this building in any type of privacy. It just
None.
Doesn't exist.
Nope.
What about you, Victoria?
Well, Yeah, I was going to say, I feel your pain because I actually think mine is worse.
Ooh, oh, wow. How is yours worse?
Yeah, do you guys have no bathroom stalls or doors?
No doors?
Well, okay, we're not animals. There are doors, yes. But I am an instructor at a yoga studio.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me paint this picture. In yoga class, there has to be silence, right? You're essentially meditating.
It's breathing, yeah. It's all.
I've never taken a yoga class, you're definitely gonna have to.
Very calming,
picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can hear a pin drop. That is how quiet it is. And so, if I have to, kind of go to the bathroom, if you get what I mean, in the middle of a class. There are no secrets at the studio. You can hear everything.
That sounds...
I love that.
Turbulent. I don't...
Oh, God. Well, and here's the thing. My morning class is very early, and I don't know about y'all, but I drink coffee every morning.
Yeah.
And so coffee has been known to kind of want to get out of your system quickly in many different ways. And so it's just... so bad during my 6 a.m. class.
The confidence you have to be able to call us and tell us all about this is wild.
I love this. Oh, man. Cheryl's in there playing the trumpet again.
Well, I might as well own it. Again, there's no hiding it. Everyone knows.
What are you going to do?
So
yeah.
I might as well just say it out loud.
Well,
happy Monday, y'all. It's Nico and Cheyenne.
Happy Monday.
30 Days of Country Thunder are on. We are inside of those 30 days
into
right now.
The threshold. And Friday at Lone Butte was phenomenal. Like, Camel Nation showed out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I noticed that the anticipation's getting a little crazier. People are starting to show up. It's getting wild.
I love that.
That's what's going to happen.
Hold on. Sorry. I just noticed out of the corner of my eye, Abe, why are you drinking pineapple juice out of a can?
Because I don't have a cup.
Why are you drinking pineapple juice at all? I have so many questions. What?
Because it's delicious.
Abe, of all the grown-up juices, because as we know, there are grown-up juices and there's childish juices.
I did not know this.
I didn't know that either.
I thought juice was all juice.
Oh, no, sir.
I love juice. It's all delicious.
If you throw apples into a juice form, that's for children. Grown-ups do not
really
drink.
I also don't really partake.
Grape juice. You don't serve that to a grown-up.
That's okay? True.
Orange is passable for both grown-ups and children.
Yes, I would hope so. It's kind of universal.
Pineapple juice is the ultimate of grown-up juices, but you don't drink it solo.
Yeah,
but why not?
It's morning. It's
so
not a morning
to me
juice.
Right now is that if I had a shot of vodka in this at this time of morning, you'd be okay with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because
that'd be way more acceptable.
Yeah.
Than raw dogging pineapple juice out of the can.
Raw dogging pineapple juice out of the can.
I love OJ, but pineapple is the superior form of vitamin C in the morning for me.
It's an elevated juice. I did point out the fact that it is an adult juice.
When was the last time you had straight pineapple juice?
Never in my life.
Me neither.
Never in my entire life.
I'm so baffled by this.
Then y'all have no frame of reference here. Like, until you try it, you can't knock me for it.
I think it's just weird. I think it just took me off guard. Like, I'm literally was sitting here talking to Nico, and I turned to kind of glance at Abe, and I see this pineapple, literally, it's dull pineapple juice in a can.
Here's how you can judge if it's weird or not. If you can order it straight face to a waitress at a restaurant and her not going, are you sure you don't want some tequila in there?
See, I have not done that.
Or some vodka?
I consume it at home.
You
so
just
I
want
don't have to order it in public.
In the privacy of your own home, so people don't look at you weird.
64 ounces of it a day. This little tiny can is all, that's it. That's one day.
There's a lot of sugar in there.
But it's natural. Like there's no added sugar in the one.
You don't want to do straight pineapple juice for more than how big is that can? Eight ounces?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah, it's small.
It's all you
need.
It's
so weird.
I mean, there's so many.
Weird.
It's good for
is
your digestive
weird?
System. It's good for your immune system.
No,
and
it is weird. Don't
it tastes
don't
better
question
than OJ?
It.
I'm sorry. It's better than OJ.
I like pineapple juice better than OJ, but
then what are we talking about?
But it's an unacceptable juice to just be raw dogging out of the can. I'm telling you.
Well, there's a lot of benefits, so maybe look it up and get down.
So anyways, back to Country Thunder.
You can see me at Country Thunder drinking pineapple juice straight out of the can. Weirdo. Producer AB Baby might need your help on this one.
Hey. That never happens.
He perked up so fast. Me? You mean me?
He was like, yes, coach, I'm in the game.
Put me in.
My wife, Brooklyn Dana, has gone to Lowe's herself personally twice without me and once with me looking for a certain color stain to put on this barrel that she's staining in the backyard. Meaning she has stained this thing three times already, three different colors.
So why do you need Abe? Because Abe's not a DIY guy.
Abe is colorblind.
So yeah. How exactly am I helping?
I need your help diagnosing my wife.
Oh, no. You think your wife is colorblind?
She has literally said, oh no, babe, I didn't want it to be orange. And I was like, what do you mean? Here's the can of stain. Here's the color. It's going to be on top of the can because they do a little swash of the color. It's orange. I'm like, how do you not know that's going to be, how it's going to turn out like that? She goes, oh, but that one's more orange that I like, babe.
It's the same.
I want it to be more red. Color. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the color it's going to be. So I'm convinced that she cannot see colors. I'm convinced that she's playing it off like, no, that's not the orange that I thought it would be. I'm like, no, there's no way you can mistake it. This is the color it's going to be. So she goes back to Lowe's. She gets another color. She does the whole barrel again in this reddish tone. It looks beautiful. It looks like a barn almost.
Oh, I love that.
It's like a deep red. So as you can tell, the color is progressively getting darker, but she's still colorblind because she goes, oh, babe, it's too red. I was like, wait, what?
Isn't that what she wanted in the first place?
It's red. Look at the can. It's very hard to mistake that is red. If you are colorblind.
I mean, sometimes the thing that you're painting or staining can come through and make it change, right? Maybe? I don't know.
Yes. I will say with contrast and tones, like lighter, darker, sometimes whatever you're painting, if it's a certain color, and it's a stain too, so it's not like repainting it, but hello, it's red.
Now that I'm hearing your story, though, you might have a separate problem going on besides the colorblindness. Why is she doing the whole barrel before realizing? Wouldn't it just take one swipe?
No, that's not the way my wife works. Again, function doesn't exist in her world. Fashion does. So she has to envision the entire thing before she can move on. So then she goes, I don't like it, babe. It's too red. I don't like it. Now we're going to go gray. She paints the entire barrel gray. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. It's too dark. I don't like it. I'm like, well, now you're it's over. Like,
yeah.
Unless you
can't go back from that.
Unless you want to sand the entire thing down to raw wood again, which I ain't doing. No, I'm sorry. We're not going through this again.
Yeah.
It's too dark. So then she doesn't like it. She spray paints the entire thing black.
No!
We have a black barrel. We have a black barrel.
I don't really know if this is an issue as to colorblindness, more of indecisiveness.
It may be that she's crazy.
It could be a little bit of all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you always thought your wife was probably rare, but like, it's like 1 in 200 for women.
For women to be colorblind.
Versus 1 in 12 for men.
It's 1 in 12 for men?
Yeah. So
it's very wild to see her look at these colors and tell me she didn't think it was going to be that color.
I wonder if it's more like she hoped it would turn out a little bit different. Like the perception of her brain.
Clearly some hope going on there.
Yeah.
You guys know that I did my cabinetry black and white. When she first picked out the colors for the black, she picked this dark purple. And I'm like, you know that's going to turn out purple, right? Like very, very deep plum black.
Pretty.
Almost.
Which I like.
Yeah, I love that.
And she loved the idea of having it. And then once I painted the entire all of the cabinets.
What's with you guys painting the entire thing?
She goes, I don't like it. It's too purple.
Man. Y'all need some sample paper or something.
I need a new wife.
No, you
no,
don't.
But she's so rare.
She's so rare.
Oh, man. And here I thought he was going to pop his cherry at Country Thunder.
I mean, that would be nice, but I don't think the capacity is the same as it is at Houston Rodeo.
Yeah, apparently Bailey Zimmerman had to pop it, and you know what? We give him grace.
We get it. We'll give him this one time.
That's a big crowd right there.
Yeah, he performed in front of 69,124 people over the weekend.
Woo-hoo.
He said it was the biggest show, biggest in all capitals, the biggest show of his life. He said 69,124 people showed up to scream my songs at me, and I wish I could say thank you to every single one of them. It truly was a dream come true, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
I love that.
I cannot believe like that he had that moment, and we got to see it. Like, that's pretty cool.
That is a huge moment. And why was
he also
everyone...
took his shirt off again, like he always does?
Of course he did. Take it easy.
Calm down, Bailey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next time we'll be able to see him is at Camel Country Thunder.
Yep. Bailey's going to be at Country Thunder on Sunday.
Sunday. Pretty good lineup.
What is it? Is it?
We got Jake Owen, who's obviously...
I love Jake Owen.
A rock star.
Is he direct support for Bailey?
He is.
Oh, immediately. Geez, I'm not going to be able to see it. That sucks.
Why aren't you going to be able to see it?
Because I got to get home. We got a show Monday.
Wait. Wait, what? We're not going to see Bailey Zimmerman?
Are you staying?
Yeah, it's Country Thunder. We got to bring the thunder.
I usually go home around 3.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Adios, Cheyenne. All right, well, Camel Nation, maybe you'll see Cheyenne, but probably not. All right, we got those tickets every day. Your opportunity to get them with Minute to Win It. So you gotta be here for it.
Yeah, or you can get them in person because I've got a ticket stop out at Santan Mountain on Wednesday.
Oh, there you go.
So be there, be square.
Be there. I'm so excited for you. You deserve it. You're an amazing person. You earned it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was really loaded up front.
And it's
appreciate
time.
That.
It's time for you to experience this beautiful country that we have here.
You know, it's something that people might find really hard to believe, but I've never been on a true long vacation as an adult.
That is extremely wild to me.
I know. And I am not including like the, because I've been to Vegas. Like, I'll go to Vegas for a day and a half, 2 days by myself. Like, I just go away and then come back. That to me is not a vacation. That's kind of like a mini getaway.
Which, by the way, if you're spending more than 2 days in Vegas,
Who are you? Yeah. Can't do it.
Well,
it was like, I go for a week.
I used to go for like 4 days.
Oh, my God. By the second day, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so over Vegas.
I'm ready to go home.
Anyway. So you're going to be taking a trip?
Yeah, I'm leaving Friday to Charleston, South Carolina for my future sister-in-law's bachelorette party. But it is a full-blown vacation. I'm gone for 6 days, you guys.
I know,
I leave Friday. I come back Thursday.
My bachelor party was a 3-day weekend because literally we would have all been in the hospital by the fourth day if we continued. So to have it go 6 days is incredible.
It's going to be lengthy. There is an agenda.
Itinerary?
There is an itinerary for every single day.
What are you guys doing? Hitting the male strippies?
I will tell you.
The male ballets or whatever.
We won't be doing that. That's not really Kylie's jam.
Okay.
Which I appreciate. Respectable. Yeah. So
you guys going to have a male strippy come to the house, maybe?
No, we're not doing that either. No? It's a girls trip.
No male strippies. Huh?
No male strippies. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're doing a beach day on Sunday, so we're going to be at Foley Beach.
A beach day.
It's a beach day.
In March.
But it is also South Carolina, and I've heard South Carolina in March is really nice.
You're looking at about the same temps that you're getting here.
Which isn't bad. No. On a sunny day here, not bad.
On the beach, are there going to be any male strippies?
No, there's no male strippies, Nico.
Okay. You're missing out.
So we're doing a beach day with yoga on the beach.
Ooh.
Yes. Exciting. That's going to be really so relaxing. Tell me I don't need that.
Please just be the one person in the bachelorette party that just carries around alcohol all the time. Please be that person.
How can I, of all people, be that person?
You gotta transform into that person. I want you to have the best time ever.
Oh, I might. So then, Monday we're doing brunch at Bodega. I don't know what that is. Then we get to, you guys know.
I know what Bodega is.
What is Bodega?
I've heard of it. They have male strippies at the Bodega.
Well, if they don't have it there, they definitely
don't
have it.
Bacon and cheese, because it's not the same.
It's not the same thing. If they don't have it at the Bodega, they definitely have it in the exploration of historic Charleston. That sounds very male strippy to me.
Definitely no male strippies there.
Then we're doing drinks and dinner. Then Tuesday, brunch again. Brunch and mimosas. It's very specific. It says brunch and mimosas.
I like that.
And then we go back to downtown Charleston, and then we do a bunch of like eatery things. And then dinner. But here's Wednesday.
Yeah.
On our itinerary, already booked, it's IVs at the Airbnb.
Okay.
So we're going to have IVs. Then we're doing a boat cruise.
Ooh, and, a little booze cruise.
Yes. And then we're doing a pajama night, pajama and games night at the Airbnb. And then dinner, and then we leave Thursday. So
okay.
This is what I'm saying. It's a very low-key girls weekend.
Yeah.
That I am in desperate need of, because yeah. I don't ever do anything.
Get that estrogen flowing.
It's going to be so estrogen, but I'm so excited.
That sounds
so
cool. You deserve it, like I said.
Yeah.
Capitalize on it. Let loose. Experience new things. You've never been to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Midwest and the East Coast, so I've experienced everything they have to offer, and there's a lot of Italian people.
I love Italians.
Yeah, you'll
Italians
love it.
Italians are my favorite.
I don't know if there's any in South Carolina, though.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll find me a nice Southern gentleman.
What's in South Carolina?
I don't know.
Charleston.
Charleston and Folly Beach.
And male strippies. I'm going to send a guy to your party.
No, you're not. That's why you don't have the address.
Cheyenne's going on her first big girl vacation.
I am. It's true. As silly as it sounds, I have not been on an actual lengthy vacation ever right. since becoming an adult.
Well, thankfully, you are not the only one.
Well, okay? That's good.
The Camel Nation.
Also sad.
Well, hey, it's more common than we thought it would be.
Okay.
I got a text from the 480 from Cole. He said, I've never been on a plane. I've actually never left Phoenix.
That's wild.
How crazy is that one?
How and why?
maybe he's been locked down since he was one.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the details.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, right you there. Should explore. You should get out.
Judy from the 602 said, mark me down for some male strippies too.
I think Judy just wanted to say strippies.
I think you really need to have some strippies.
We're not doing strippies.
Kayla in the 602 also said, mark me down for male strippies.
Everybody's coming to Charleston for the male strippies.
And she said South Carolina is absolutely beautiful.
So, okay.
Well, you guys are going to be on the beach. Have you ever seen the Atlantic Ocean?
I have not. Oh. Well, I've never been on the East Coast.
Oh, there's so much new stuff happening for
I'm
you.
So excited. I'm excited to put my toes in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, Kenny. I see where you're going with that.
I really did.
Strippies. flask. Make sure you have a flask.
Okay.
You got to be that one person at the bachelorette party who's like, hey, anybody want a drink? I got some right over here.
See, here's the problem with that, though. I don't really drink.
Cheyenne.
So do I...
Really? You need to drink.
It's a bachelorette party. It stresses me out to think about it. Gives me anxiety.
Why?
Because I don't like to be hungover.
Oh,
because
well, that's why you have the IV day. You have the IV day.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to solve all your problems.
I'm glad. This is why you're here, to solve all my problems.
And also, while she's gone, ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, I am forcing her to check in on the show. So
there's a chance I could be IV in arm.
I'm like, look, they can't deal without you being here for 5 days straight. So you better be checking in.
You have to check in.
All right. That's the only way I'll let you go.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Okay. <you. laughs>
Speaking of crazy, I'm feeling a little loopy today.
I'm feeling like there's a nap in your future.
I'm not
very
tired. I feel energetic.
Well, that's good.
The problem is my body's working really well. My brain, which is part of my body, is not working really well. Maybe I need.
So then,
like,
is your body working very well?
Oh, touche.
I'm here for you.
Touche. Anyway, yeah, maybe I do need some rest. So, Camel Nation, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.